Your question.
So the class was yesterday, and he was talking about Krishna, and someone asked to me about the wife of Krishna, and the relative of the son, because Krishna had a son, but I didn't have the right answer to tell this person. But I know how the son, but I don't know the history.
Okay, I will now tell you. Krishna is unlimited.
Krishna es ilimitado.
Krishna is in everyone's heart.
Krishna está en el corazón de todos.
He only married 16,108 wives.
16,108 esposas.
He's unlimited.
Él es ilimitado.
16,108 is insignificant.
16,108 es insignificante.
These wives of Krishna,
Krishna
all performed great prayers and penances to get him as their husband. The first eight are significant. Rukmini, Jambavati, Satyabhama, Kalindi, Mitravinda, Satya, Badra, Lakshmana. Once, all the wives of Krishna met Draupadi. In Kurukshetra, when there was a lunar eclipse. I think tomorrow also there is an eclipse. I think they will see it in Europe. So it's Gaur Purnima. So when Draupadi met all the queens, Draupadi was also a great devotee of Krishna. She wanted to know from them how they became Krishna's wife. So all the eight told their story. How Krishna married them. Rukmini, he kidnapped. Jambavati was offered to him. Same as Satyabhama. And they all had their story. But each and every one of them all said, even though I am the wife of Krishna, I see myself not as his wife, but as his maid servant. That's much different. Maidservant means very meek, humble, obedient. Yes, same word. Maidservant. Just like Levine has a maidservant. He has a wife and he has a maidservant. He has a maid. Yes? Yeah, so?
It is that word.
Yes. All the wives think of themselves as Nana. His wife does not see herself as Nana. She sees herself as boss. Not just his wife. All wives. Todo el mundo. Yes. You're not the only one. Yes. And Krishna married 16,100 at one time. They had been kidnapped by one demon, Bhaumasura. And when Krishna killed Bhaumasura, these 16,100 princesses were all looking at Krishna. And Krishna said, "So what do you want?" They said, "Because we have been kidnapped, no one will marry us." So Krishna said, "So what do you want? We want you to marry us." Krishna said, "Come on." He took them all to Dwaraka in one big yajna sacrifice. He married 16,000. So that's your 16,108 wives of Krishna. He lived with them in Dwaraka. And each queen had her own palace. Not room. Not apartment. Palace. Lavigne used to live in a palace. Where was that? In La Labesa. Krishna had 16,108 palaces. And it was not that each wife had to wait 16,108 nights to sleep with Krishna. At sunset, Krishna would enter the neighborhood of his 16,108 palaces. He would enter the door, and one Krishna became 16,108 Krishnas. So each wife was sleeping in bed with Krishna, and they would embrace Krishna at night. But early in the morning, before sunrise, Krishna would get up, wash his hands and feet, and begin his meditation. The wives were not happy. They wanted to stay in bed with Krishna. But Krishna is detached. Before sunrise, he was doing his sadhana. Krishna had 10 sons. With each wife, and one daughter with each wife. And each of those sons had 10 sons. That was Krishna's family. Now, someone may say, Krishna was meditating on himself. Then I will do the same.
Entonces yo voy a hacer lo mismo.
Soham. I will meditate on me.
Yo voy a meditar en mí.
Bad idea.
Mala idea.
Because we should be meditating on Krishna.
Porque nosotros somos los que debemos meditar en Krishna.
Not ourselves.
Y no en nosotros mismos.
Krishna is absolute truth.
Krishna es la absoluta verdad.
There are three phases to the Absolute Truth.
Hay tres fases de la verdad absoluta.
Brahman,
Paramatma,
Bhagavan. The mental speculators,
los especuladores mentales,
impersonalists,
los impersonalistas,
they meditate on Brahman.
Ellos meditan en el Brahman.
The yogis meditate on Paramatma.
Los yogis meditan en Paramatma.
The devotees meditate on Bhagavan.
Y los devotos meditan en Bhagavan.
This is the object of meditation.
Ese es nuestro objeto de meditación.
So, Krishna has no choice but to meditate on himself.
Entonces, Krishna no tiene alternativa más que meditar en sí mismo.
Because he's all three.
Porque él es las tres. Krishna.
Krishna is Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan at the same time.
Claro, Krishna es Brahman, Paramatma, y Bhagavan al mismo tiempo.
What do you want him to meditate on?
Entonces, ¿en qué quieren que medite?
You?
¿En ustedes?
No. We're not the Absolute Truth.
No, porque nosotros no somos la absoluta verdad.
Krishna is Absolute Truth.
Krishna es la absoluta verdad.
Next. Yes.
Radharani is Absolute Truth?
Yes.
Es decir, Radharani es verdad absoluta.
She is part of the Absolute Truth.
Ella es parte de la verdad absoluta.
She,
in that case, why don't he meditate in her?
Not in Dwaraka. But sometimes Krishna is sleeping and his wives hear him crying out, "Oh Radha," and they become very jealous because they all know that Radharani and the gopis were his girlfriends prior. So when he has these dreams, they become jealous that he still thinks of them after marrying us. If you are married and your wife hears you talking about some previous girl, but not Krishna.
Pero no a Krishna.
There is one pastime
Hay un pasatiempo
where Lord Brahma,
el señor Brahma
creates a duplicate Vrindavan. And the residents of Dwaraka see how Krishna behaves in Vrindavan. It's very nice. Maybe next year I will tell that story. I have to read it 100 times more. You would like that? Okay. That is found in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. More questions. Hare Krishna. Gracias. Self-realization,
la auto-realization,
first of all, includes realization of the real self,
que todo incluye la realización del verdadero ser,
who we are part and parcel of.
De quien somos parte y porción.
Realization of yourself,
la realización de usted mismo,
first requires realization of Krishna. Then you understand yourself perfectly. Who can answer my question? How does Lord Chaitanya define the self?
¿Cómo el señor Chaitanya define al ser?
Yes? Exactly.
Exactamente.
Come here. You are a good student. That is the self.
Eso,
say it again.
Eso es el ser.
In Spanish.
Señor Chaitanya le dice a Sanatana Goswami, le dice, somos almas espirituales, son almas espirituales eternas y eternos sirvientes de Krishna.
Eternal servant of Krishna.
Eterno sirviente de Krishna.
That can only be understood properly when you understand
Krishna.
That is self-realization.
Eso es autorrealización.
Basic self-realization.
La autorrealización básica.
I'm spirit soul.
Soy un alma espiritual.
That's basic kindergarten.
Eso es algo más o menos de kindergarten.
Full self-realization.
La completa autorrealización.
My eternal service to Krishna.
Mi eterno servicio a Krishna.
You already have that.
Usted tiene ya ese servicio.
You have forgotten.
Lo que pasa es que lo he olvidado.
For you,
para usted,
for me,
para mí,
self-realization means
autorrealización significa
your eternal service to Krishna is once again revealed. That's self-realization.
Eso es la autorrealización.
When the room is dark,
cuando la pieza está oscura,
you cannot see.
Usted no puede ver.
When you turn on the light,
cuando usted prende la luz,
everything becomes revealed.
Todo se devuelve, todo se le revela.
So self-realization means,
entonces, la autorrealización significa
Krishna,
Krishna
and your relationship with him.
Y su relación con él.
Bueno. Claro? Satisfecho?
Excelente.
Oh, excelente. Algo más? Pregunta, Maharaj? I just read a few days ago how Prabhupada used to chant when he was householder. He would eat three times a day. So before each meal, four rounds. So before going to bed, 12 rounds were done. So before going to bed, last four rounds. Prabhupada chanted 16 rounds as a householder. Same thing we do. So if you have a job, then you have to find time throughout the day to take japa break. Somehow or other, there's so much time in the day. Get off the cell phone. No TV. Wait. Say hello to my little friend. Make sense? Yes? ¿Ah? Ya, yeah, you. You do the best you can. Can you get up early? Go to bed early, get up early. That's another way. Somehow or other, you have to figure it out. Somehow or other. See? Gorponima means Lord Chaitanya appeared on the full moon. Gaura means white or golden. So the moon tomorrow will be very beautiful. Pregunta. Some chanting is better than no chanting. So try to do good chanting. But bad chanting is better than no chanting. Some devotees make a big mistake. I'd rather chant two good rounds than 16 bad rounds. No. You are initiated. You made a vow. You have to do 16. Whether good or bad. Bad chanting is better than no chanting.
The results of the bad chanting?
Don't worry about results. Don't be attached to the results. Be attached to executing the order of the spiritual master. The only way to do better chanting is more chanting. Practice makes perfect.
La práctica es lo que lo hace perfecto.
Try to do good japa.
Traten de cantar una buena japa.
Try to hear.
Traten de escuchar.
That's all.
Eso todo.
Okay?
Yes.
More questions. Wait. Yes. Go.
On the good association we have. And the 2% depends on the japa. Considering that, how can we cultivate? And to have the, the intelligence for looking for good association and not getting confused.
Good association.
La buena asociación
is devotees who practice nicely.
Son los devotos que practican agradablemente, de buena manera.
Who are good examples.
Los que son buenos ejemplos.
Who are kind.
Los que son amables.
who are not in Maya.
Los que no están en Maya.
They do service.
Ellos hacen servicio.
And they don't have envy.
Y ellos no tienen envidia.
Those are the devotees you associate with.
Esos son los devotos con los que usted debe asociarse.
Those who are serious.
Aquellos que son serios.
Those are the devotees you want to associate with. They don't waste their time in nonsense activities. They're fully engaged in service. Either chanting or working for Krishna or worshiping
Krishna
or preaching. Okay? Any question on Krishna is good. My understanding is what he was doing was exactly what Bhakti Siddhanta said. 64 rounds were for those who lived in the temple. Not householders. As far as I know. Have you read something different?
¿Alguien ha leído algo diferente?
Okay. That is my explanation.
Entonces, esa sería mi explicación.
Prabhupada was not in Maya.
Prabhupada estaba en Maya.
No, I know. I'm just making a joke. What else? Levine? You have a question? Back there? Question? I want to say one thing.
Yo quisiera decir una cosa.
Last night he made a statement.
Anoche él hizo una declaración.
Luciano.
Luciano.
And at first I told him I didn't understand.
Y en un principio yo le dije que no entendía.
This morning,
y esta mañana,
Krishna helped me to understand.
Krishna me ayudó a entender.
And what he said last night,
y lo que él dijo anoche,
perfecto.
Estaba perfecto.
Okay? The question was, something to do with why do we love Krishna or something like that. And he said that we cannot love ourselves. So I misunderstood him. But this morning, while I was chanting japa, Krishna then showed me what he was understanding. And he was correct. Question? Because in ISKCON, Prabhupada does not emphasize Diwali, but for preaching, many ISKCON temples now do Diwali preaching programs in order to make another opportunity for people to come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna, take prasad. Diwali for Indian people is probably one of the most important days of the year. Am I right, Levine? I preach almost exclusively with Indians for the past 21 years. Diwali for them is like Christmas. They have to celebrate Diwali. So no problem. If I go, I'll talk about Lord Ram, chant Hare Krishna, eat nice prasad. Claro? Claro.
What they celebrate in Diwali?
For most Indians, Diwali signifies the day Lord Ram re-entered
Ayodhya
after conquering Rava. He came on the flower airplane. And it's the final chapter of Ramayan. Final chapter. Algo más. Yes, Luciano.
I've been meditating a lot in the cows and in the protection of cows. I'm still in the theoretic part. And one thing that confused me is why Krishna is with cows and Shiva with the bull.
You have asked a question that I have no idea. This question you should put to Hanumat Preisaka Swami. Nirantara Das Mui Tanto. Philosophia Basica. Basica. Permiso. Whatever. Yes. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
What's going on with the relatives of Krishna? You know, he picked up the whole family and out India, or what's going on?
What?
He's asking, what's happening with that family?
¿Qué pasó con toda la familia de Krishna, sus hijos, sus relatives?
That's a very interesting story. Okay, what happened with Krishna and all his descendants?
That's so
okay. Some of Krishna's family members are eternal associates. Some were expansions of demigods. Just before Krishna returned to his spiritual planet, he did not want to leave his dynasty on earth, because they would become too puffed up. They had his power. Without him to control them, they would become another disturbance on the earth. So he arranged that they killed each other and died like that. There was a curse by the Brahmanas. There was a curse, and Krishna arranged that they did a demigod sacrifice. They all became intoxicated and started to fight one another. And they got so intoxicated, they didn't recognize one another. They even attacked Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram was killing their own family. They went mad. They all died.
Balaram
produced a snake from his mouth, got on the snake, sat on the snake, went back to Godhead. Krishna sat under a tree, meditating. A hunter shot an arrow in his foot. The hunter thought he had shot a deer. When he saw it was Krishna, he begged forgiveness. Krishna said, "No es problema." The hunter went back to Godhead. Then Krishna started to ascend. And he was going up, up, up throughout the whole universe and went back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Final pregunta. See? No more questions? Yes.
When the Brahman in the temple, like the Puya, because we see the deity, but need to be other status, mental status, to see something else, you know, because other way only to see the deity, but people need to be transcendental to see something else behind the deity.
You cannot imitate. Lord Chaitanya would look at Jagannath and would see Krishna playing the flute. But you cannot do that artificially. The deity is God, not a symbol. You worship the deity as it is. This other thing you're talking about, I don't know. We just worship the deity. Most important, we do japa. Class dismissed. Tomorrow, Hare Krishna. Gaur Purnima.